spooky, spooky week has come to a finish. This is your reading for Friday, May 24th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today, in the theme position, we have the world. The keywords here are fulfillment, harmony, and completion. The tool position is the King of Cups. This is diplomacy, balancing logic and emotion, and the advisor. In the obstacle slot, we have the inverted Page of Swords. This is cynicism, lacking direction, and sarcasm. The advice card is the Ten of Wands. The message here is to lay low for a bit and wait for the turmoil to sort of taper off. Our sixth instinct today is the manifestation card. This is to turn desire and thoughts to reality by action and creation. Our angel number is the 999. This is release. The keywords are balance, cycles, and finances. Our true intention is the unsolicited advice card. The message on it is, I'm certain I know best, and I'd hate to say I told you so. So isn't that nice? All right, let's put the whole thing together here. We're going into the weekend on a pretty good note here. The world, it's a great card to get, especially in a really broad, all-encompassing position like the theme card. So the theme today is one of overall wholeness and our inner and outer selves reflecting the same person. So our efforts are paying off and we've overcome a major hurdle, we're reaching a major milestone, or why not both? So this can be true in more than one situation. It doesn't necessarily have to be professional or a personal setting. It can be, you know, whatever the case is. So how do we ride this high note? The suggestion from our tool card is the stoic nature that we discussed earlier in the week of being tempered and remembering the message or the meaning of the Wheel of Fortune, even if it didn't come out today. So that is to say, however good things are right now, things will probably, inevitably, chances are highly likely, just the cyclical nature of life, that things will go sour at some point. So we can't allow ourselves to be too taken by the good things happening now. Just prepare, or enjoy the good times right now, but prepare for the shitty times later, I guess. So this isn't to say that we're not allowed to enjoy our rewards or to celebrate our victories, but it does say to keep ourselves balanced. The card, the King of Cups, the archetype of this card is that of a wise mentor, someone who takes responsibility for their mistakes and also acknowledges their colleagues' contributions to their successes. So I think it's a great way of keeping things pretty level. You know, if you're riding a high note right now, you had a major win, don't take all the credit for yourself, regardless of how much you may or may not have put into it. You know, acknowledging other people is a good way to keep yourself a little bit more even keeled. Now, our obstacle is almost the exact opposite. Where the King of Cups is about balance and being organized, the inverted Page of Swords is lacks organization and is pretty cynical. The page acts frantically and reactionary and sometimes acts in ways that don't contribute to progress. And I think this is a good spot to bring up the true intention of the day, where the page's behavior is sometimes like gossiping and rumor mongering. And this can carry a bit of arrogance also, in that what they think is right is, you know, absolute fact, no matter what other evidence exists to the contrary. And I think that this mentality is a definite way to disrupt the harmonious sentiments of today. The advice card seems to be like a further step on the King of Cups, where the Ten of Wands in the advice position tells us to keep our heads down and wait for any turmoil to blow past. But in the context of the reading, my interpretation is that rather than allowing ourselves to get drunk on celebration, this could be literal or figurative, that we should keep our heads level, no shit. And the angel number today follows the same trend. It's suggesting that our current situation is ending for better or for worse. So, you know, keep yourself even tempered and stand by for what's next. The sixth instinct is just an overall positive thing, I think, to keep in mind. It manifestation, turning our desires and thoughts into reality through action. If we want to keep ourselves even keeled, then if we're in a good situation where we're celebrating a big win, it is incumbent on us to keep ourselves, to make a concerted effort in keeping ourselves level-headed. So if you manifest it, speak it, believe it, receive it. It's from Deontay Wilder, American heavyweight champion boxer. That's it for Friday. Let's get some stuff out of the way here. If you want to see how I do this all, later today I will be publishing a video that shows how I put it all together. How the decks are selected, how the decks are shuffled, how the cards are drawn. All the different stuff that goes into putting this together. I record it at the beginning of the week and then I publish it at the end. Just so you can't, you know, look ahead at what's going on. But whatever, patreon.com/lvxpedianet. You can check it out on the Ookie Spooky supporter tier. The phone number, if you have questions, comments, concerns about this reading, any reading, or any other whatever the fuck you want, 833-589-7637. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. If you would like your audio cut into the show, ideally call, leave a voicemail. When you call, go straight to voicemail. And yeah, enjoy that. Or you can send voice notes on WhatsApp or DMs or whatever the fuck. Like, you can do that if you want, but the ideal way is using that phone number. So the number 833-LUXPODS, spelled out for you so you can't fuck it up. That was more for me to help me remember it. But yeah, I'll just pretend that it's for your convenience instead of mine. All right. Other stuff in the Lux Media Network, you can go to luxmediashows.com. Check out the website, poke around, see what you like. There's plenty of other stuff you can see what we get up to. If you like it, great. If you don't, fine. While you're on luxmediashows.com, check out the spooky page. There is an option for personal readings you can get that I'll do it for you. And they're free. All you got to do, fill out the form, scroll through the deck art, pick the one that you feel represents you, and that will be your stand-in since you are not physically in the room with me. But yeah, fill out the form, give me as much detail as you're comfortable with giving, and keep in mind that I can only return as detailed a reading to you as detailed about your circumstances that you give me. So yeah, like if you're not going to tell me a whole lot, then not really a whole lot I can say, and it's not going to sound too different from the dailies that we do. But yeah, whatevs, it's up to you. That's it. No readings for the weekend, so I will see you. Yeah, it's a in the US, it's a holiday on Monday. But still, I will see you on Monday. Same Ookie time, same spooky place.